In the last episode of Luke's story, Jesus stayed close to home, a place called Galilee. In today's episode, he sets out for Jerusalem, the city where Jewish people worshiped God. Along the way, Jesus teaches his followers many important things. See how many of them you can remember after listening.
The time grew near for Jesus to be taken up to heaven, so he made up his mind to go to Jerusalem. One day, an authority on the law stood up to put Jesus to the test. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to receive eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" Jesus replied. "How do you understand it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Love him with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do that, and you will live." But the man wanted to make himself look good, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was attacked by robbers. They stripped off his clothes and beat him. Then they went away, leaving him almost dead. A priest happened to be going down that same road. When he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. A Levite also came by. When he saw the man, he passed by on the other side too. But a Samaritan came to the place where the man was. When he saw the man, he felt sorry for him. He went to him, poured olive oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey. He took him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins. He gave them to the owner of the inn. 'Take care of him,' he said. 'When I return, I will pay you back for any extra expense you may have.' Which of the 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by robbers?" The authority on the law replied, "The one who felt sorry for him." Jesus told him, "Go and do as he did." Jesus and his disciples went on their way. Jesus came to a village where a woman named Martha lived. She welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary. Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was busy with all the things that had to be done. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, my sister has left me to do the work by myself. Don't you care? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things. But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples spoke to him. "Lord," he said, "teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, this is what you should say. Father, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Keep us from falling into sin when we are tempted." Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose someone has a friend. He goes to him at midnight. He says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to stay with me. I have nothing for him to eat.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked. My children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, that person will not get up, and he won't give the man bread just because he is his friend, but because the man keeps on asking, he will get up. He will give him as much as he needs. So here is what I say to you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. All who ask will receive. All who search will find, and the door will be opened to all who knock. Someone in the crowd spoke to Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "tell my brother to divide the family property with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge or umpire between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against wanting to have more and more things. Life is not made up of how much a person has." Then Jesus told them a story. He said, "A certain rich man's land produced a good crop. He thought to himself, 'What should I do? I don't have any place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I'll do. I will tear down my storerooms and build bigger ones. I will store all my grain and my other things in them. I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things stored away for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and have a good time.' But God said to him, 'You fool. This very night, your life will be taken from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?' That is how it will be for those who store things away for themselves, but are not rich in God's eyes." Then Jesus spoke to his disciples. He said, "I tell you, do not worry. Don't worry about your life and what you will eat, and don't worry about your body and what you will wear. There is more to life than eating. There are more important things for the body than clothes. Think about the ravens. They don't plant or gather crops. They don't have any storerooms at all. But God feeds them. You are worth much more than birds. Can you add even 1 hour to your life by worrying? You can't do that very little thing, so why worry about the rest? Think about how the lilies grow. They don't work or make clothing. But here is what I tell you. Not even Solomon, in all of his glory, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God dresses the wild grass, how much better will he dress you? After all, the grass is here only today. Tomorrow it is thrown into the fire. Your faith is so small. Don't spend time thinking about what you will eat or drink. Don't worry about it. People who are ungodly run after all of those things. Your Father knows that you need them. But seek God's kingdom. Then those other things will also be given to you. Little flock, do not be afraid. Your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell what you own. Give to those who are poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out. Put away riches in heaven that will not be used up. There no thief can come near it. There no moth can destroy it. Your heart will be where your riches are." Then Jesus asked, "What is God's kingdom like? What can I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed. Someone took the seed and planted it in a garden. It grew and became a tree. The birds sat in its branches." Again, he asked, "What can I compare God's kingdom to? It is like yeast that a woman used. She mixed it into a large amount of flour. The yeast worked its way all through the dough."